This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live for the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this April 2nd, 2019 edition. Absolutely shocking video clip that's just come out in the past couple of hours, which we're going to play here in the next segment, which is CNN host Christiane Amanpour. In fact, if you go to summit.news right now, it's the top headline over there on summit.news. I'm going to roll this after the break. She's basically doing an interview with James Comey, former director of the FBI, and suggests to him that Trump supporters who led the, quote, lock her up chant during the 2016 presidential campaign should have been locked up themselves. She actually suggests that Trump supporters chanting lock her up was, quote, hate speech, and that the federal government, the FBI, should have got involved with, quote, shutting down Trump supporters who chanted lock her up during the 2016 presidential election. Absolutely chilling that they're now bringing it to this level. Of course, according to the Supreme Court, hate speech is part of the First Amendment anyway, not that this comes anywhere near it. Absolutely absurd authoritarianism, but what else could you expect out of CNN? We're also going to talk about the Joe Biden situation. Now that his spokesman, Bill Russo, is blaming, quote, right-wing trolls and the dark recesses of the internet for this entire scandal, despite the fact that it was the Washington Post, not right-wing trolls, who back in 2015 was perhaps the first major news publication to refer to former Vice President Joe Biden as, quote, creepy Uncle Joe. And not without evidence, as has been circulating on the internet for years and years. Not as a result of right-wing trolls and their dark recesses, but as a result of the footage itself, which you see right there. And people have been asking, how is this impacting Joe Biden in the polls? Well, we haven't had any polls since this emerged over the weekend. Those are going to come out later this week, I would imagine. But if you look at the odds for him becoming the Democratic primary winner, he seems to have tanked quite significantly. So this is having a major impact on his potential presidential campaign. Of course, beforehand, he was the front runner in basically every single poll. Now, as a result of this scandal, his numbers are evaporating fast, which is why you have the Democratic media industrial complex coming out and defending him at every available turn. Don't forget, these were the same people who demanded that Donald Trump shouldn't even be allowed to run for president because he said, quote, they let you grab them by. None of these young women and girls are letting Joe Biden do anything. In fact, in numerous instances, they jerk away, they pull away, they're clearly uncomfortable. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into another poll which finds that the majority of Americans, more Americans than not, think that Hillary Clinton colluded with foreign operatives during the 2016 presidential election than those who think that Trump colluded with foreign operatives in the aftermath of the basic collapse of the Mueller report. Rachel Maddow is still out on NBC every night, again, trying to reinflate this deflated hoax, even when her own Chiron at the bottom of the screen suggests otherwise, as she talks about it live on MSNBC. Going to talk about the latest with Brexit. Obviously, Theresa May, the betrayer of Britain, has gone for yet another extension to try and kick the can down the road further in the hopes of cancelling Brexit at some point altogether. We're going to talk about the latest knife crime attacks in London. There were five separate attacks, they think, by the same person over the course of just a few days in London. Going to talk about the response to that. And And we're going to talk about Sweden releasing its first statistics on crime and migration since 2005. I wonder what that will contain. We will be back live with all that and more on the Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live, and we're going to play that clip with Christiane Amanpour literally suggesting, if not outright saying, that Trump supporters should have been locked up for chanting "lock her up" during the 2016 presidential election. First, though, I want to talk about Joe Biden. We have this top story up on Infowars.com. Nancy Pelosi tells Joe Biden to stop touching women. Of course, you've had a raft of Democrats and leftists over the past few days come out and defend Joe Biden. Now at least Pelosi is being honest in recognizing the horrendous optics that this represents for the Democratic Party in this era of Me Too, which their own people started back in 2017, even though it later ensnared mostly left-wing politicians. Now Nancy Pelosi has warned Joe Biden to stop touching women during a speech at a breakfast-style Washington event earlier today. Of course, Biden has been under intense scrutiny after two women, that's just over the past few days, accused the former vice president of behaving inappropriately towards them. Their testimony has, of course, been completely dismissed by most on the left, who previously said over and over again, "Believe all women." Pelosi told Biden, quote, "Join the straight arm club." In other words, keep your handshakes at arm's length and don't be touchy-feely. Just pretend you have a cold and I have a cold, Pelosi said. Of course, when we talk about this controversy, little reference is given to the most disturbing aspect of it, which is his behavior towards children, which is documented in that video, which was, according to Biden's campaign manager, or his spokesman at least, was just a fever-brained conspiracy invented by right-wing trolls. Well, the footage kind of speaks for itself, doesn't it? So Pelosi's come out, to her credit, and said, look, you need to stop behaving like this. It wouldn't even have been normal 20 years ago. Why would it be normal now? Bill Russo, his spokesman, blamed the dark recesses of the internet for stirring this up. Of course, privately, they're saying the opposite. They're blaming it all on Bernie Sanders people. Whoopi Goldberg on The View yesterday said, quote, "I don't want Joe to stop smelling women's hair and kissing them." Yes, she actually said that live on The View, that she doesn't want Joe back. Maybe she's a closet Bernie Sanders supporter. Because if she thinks that this is normal and acceptable behavior, to whisper to women, to sniff their hair, to grab them round the shoulders, even as they're visibly uncomfortable with that, then either she's completely stupid in terms of not understanding the optics of the situation, or she's a closet Bernie Sanders supporter and wants Joe Biden's candidacy to be sunk. But she did actually say yesterday on The View, "I don't want Joe to stop," when they were talking about the context of him smelling women's hair and kissing them. While Biden and his staff will continue to blame the potential presidential candidate's creepy behavior around women and young girls on internet trolls, the footage speaks for itself. Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC defends Joe Biden's habit of inappropriate touching. This article is up on summit.news. MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski defended Joe Biden's creepy behavior around women and children earlier today. Of course, she was one of the loudest and most vocal in denouncing President Donald Trump for how he said he behaved around women, even with consent. Now she's defending Biden as well. Over the weekend, Lucy Flores accused the potential presidential candidate of gripping her shoulders and kissing her head several years ago at a political event, adding that this made her feel uneasy, gross, and confused. Then, of course, he was hit by a second accusation yesterday, which was a Connecticut woman who said Biden touched her inappropriately and rubbed noses with her during a 2009 political fundraiser in Greenwich when he was vice president. I mean, even does weird elongated hugs with Hillary Clinton. I mean, if there's anyone you wouldn't want to do that with, it would be Hillary Clinton, in my view. But even he can't resist Hillary Clinton. That's how touchy-feely he really is. Brzezinski said, quote, "He is extremely affectionate, extremely flirtatious in a completely safe way." Okay, would you allow him round your kids? Do you think that's a completely safe way to behave around kids? When these women in all of these, or at least half of these photos and these videos, are clearly uncomfortable with what he's doing to them. So it's clearly not completely safe and normal, is it? Brzezinski later suggested that Flores was seeking to politically sink Biden because she is a Bernie supporter. So they're blaming it on right-wing trolls, but also saying, oh, by the way, it's a secret Bernie conspiracy. There you see his weird, elongated grope and grab of Hillary Clinton. She said, are we allowed to bring up that Lucy Flores is a huge Bernie person? She has political connections that might be counter to Biden's goals and that this could be politically motivated. Of course, no one asked whether it was politically motivated that the Billy Bush tape leaked just, what was it, a month before the election. No, that wasn't a consideration, was it? So either Brzezinski hasn't seen the footage of Biden's creepy behavior. And again, they present the scandal as it being him grabbing women round the shoulders from behind. That's not the worst of it. That is not the worst of it, as anyone who has watched this footage at length knows, particularly in the video that I put out, Creepy Uncle Joe, which since Kellyanne Conway went on Fox News over the weekend and said, Google Creepy Uncle Joe, just by coincidence, this video has garnered about 300,000 more views since the weekend. Now it's got over 2 million views, even as they claim it's part of a Bernie Sanders conspiracy, despite the fact that it was the Washington Post, as I said before, that first labeled Biden Creepy Uncle Joe back in 2015 and said if he has any aspirations of running for president, this could potentially sink his candidacy. He hasn't announced yet, and according to the polls, it's having a big effect, or at least according to the odds. This headline is up on Infowars.com. Joe Biden's primary victory odds slump after Me Too controversy. Having previously been the clear frontrunner, and he has been for months, as you know, Biden's primary victory odds have slumped following controversy over his inappropriate behavior around women. Now, if you look at the predicted chart, which is right there in this article, you will know that since these new revelations come out with the two women accusing him, Biden, who is represented there by the pink line on that graph, sunk as of 28th of March. 29th of March is when he really dropped down, which is the day when the first claim was made, I believe, and since then he hasn't recovered. So both Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders have risen above Bernie Sanders according to the odds. Whether that's going to be reflected in polls of Democratic voters, we won't know for a few days or so. The UK outlet, Odds Checker, which kind of amalgamates all the different betting odds for UK political betting, of course, I believe it's illegal to bet on US politics from the US, but you can do it from the UK via these Odds Checker type websites. They've got him below Sanders and Harris, and they've actually got Beto O'Rourke level pegging now with Joe Biden at 6-1 to win the Democratic candidacy. And in fact, if you look at the odds to win the presidency itself, according to that spread, Biden is not even in the top four. And in fact, Beto O'Rourke has now surpassed him. So this is having a huge damaging effect. Of course, you've got all these people coming out and defending him, but it's really not doing him much help, according to what we're seeing through the political betting odds. Zero Hedge reports, Biden advisors believe rival Democrats conspired to revive inappropriate touching allegations. Now, of course, whether they conspired or not to revive them, the fact is they've always been there, and this was always going to be a scandal that would drag Biden down, whether it would have occurred now or later on during the actual presidential campaign itself. So now they're saying that they note Flores' association and public support for Sanders. Sources from within Biden's campaign told Axios that the allegations of Biden's inappropriate behavior are being fanned by his rivals. And yet, out the other side of their mouth, they're saying that it's all the work of right-wing trolls and the dark recesses of the internet. So they really can't make their mind up. The fact is, Joe Biden has a huge problem optically with his behavior around women. Whether you believe that's actually predatory in nature or not, the fact is this looks absolutely disastrous in this era of Me Too, which the left themselves created. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com. Don't go.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, before I get back into the news, I need to tell you about the Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech Censorship special, which is still running, but it has to end soon at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off InfoWars Life products, double Patriot points and free shipping site-wide. Limited supplies on a lot of these products because a lot of you have taken advantage of these great offers, including on TurboForce, which is the energy drink for alertness and concentration. It's absolutely potent and powerful. You probably should only be taking half a sachet of this to begin with, but it's great. You just mix it in with water or the drink of your choice for quick, accessible energy. It is TurboForce. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. That is a gigantic saving, now available at just $29.98 for a big pack of TurboForce. You can also select the auto ship option, so you can get regular delivery and you don't have to remember to keep going back to the website to reorder. Obviously, people forget to do that, but you don't have to do that. And with the auto ship, you get another 10% off. The reviews are absolutely amazing. Again, 4.8 out of 5 in terms of reviews. I'm just reading some of them right now. I'm already a fan of BrainForce Plus, but this takes it to a whole new level. I used to drink 2 Monster Rehab teas a day with BrainForce and have switched to 1 TurboForce in the morning, 2 BrainForce Plus pills in the afternoon. And they're saying that they don't get, again, that junky side effect that you get from a lot of energy drinks. Another one says, "Holy mother of God, this product does not fail. Started taking it in the morning. The results, I was bouncing off the walls. I had to ask my wife to help me out." And that's no hyperbole. I mean, this is powerful stuff. "It's worth every penny," says another reviewer. Again, these are all verified independent reviewers. "I take half a packet and have natural energy feeling that lasts for 9 to 10 hours. Being active in my community meetings at City Hall can last for hours. TurboForce helps me to stay alert and respond to issues that are pertinent to myself and my neighbors." So again, just an absolute raft of 5-star reviews for TurboForce, and it's available right now for 50% off, a whopping great fat discount at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this special, where you can also find InfoWars Life protein bars. We've got the 2 different flavors there. Again, a perfect combination to take with the TurboForce for protein-packed power on the go. 25% off the new InfoWars Life protein bar available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Christiane Amanpour, who is a close friend of Hillary Clinton, every time I see her on CNN, she's basically running her mouth as a mouthpiece for globalist agendas. She's done numerous softball interviews with Hillary Clinton, and now she's done one with former FBI Director James Comey. But this was fascinating and disturbing, not for anything that Comey said, but for what Christiane Amanpour herself said. Let's roll the clip.
Good. I've got one question, because you just said lock her up, or lock me up. Of course, lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could have created violence, that it's kind of hate speech? Should that have been allowed?
that's not a role for government to play. The beauty of this country is people can say what they want, even if it's misleading and it's demagoguery. The people who should have shut it down were Republicans who understand the rule of law and the values that they claim to stand for. Shame on them, but it wasn't a role for government to play.
James Comey, former FBI.
Now, did you catch that? She literally just said that people should have been locked up themselves for chanting lock her up. That chanting lock her up about Hillary Clinton would potentially have caused violence. Absolutely absurd, ludicrous statement. She invoked she said the FBI should have done something to shut it down. Like, the FBI doesn't have anything better to do than deal with Trump supporters jovially having a laugh at Trump campaign events, chanting lock her up about Hillary Clinton. Like, how on earth is that going to cause violence? Absolutely ludicrous. She also doesn't understand the basic tenets of the First Amendment and the fact that the Supreme Court itself said that hate speech was part of the First Amendment, as long as it's not an imminent incitement to violence. Of course, chanting lock her up does not even approach hate speech. These are the kind of people who are working for CNN. These are the same people who said, who suggested, who was it, Cuomo, that people reading the WikiLeaks documents, the Podesta emails that were publicly available online, was a criminal act, and that only CNN should be able to read them. This is what we're dealing with CNN. Literally calling for Trump supporters to be arrested by the federal government for chanting a completely, in comparison to many chants, anodyne slogan, lock her up. You know, meanwhile, we had actual Democrats, Hillary Clinton supporters, literally rioting after she lost. Christiane Amanpour didn't have a lot to say about that because she's close friends with Hillary Clinton. She's one of the premier globalists at CNN. She's given Clinton numerous softball interviews before. And now her bias has been brutally exposed. As I say in the article, which is at summit.news, this kind of ghoulish authoritarian rhetoric wouldn't look out of place in an actual dictatorship. This is the kind of thing that anti-Erdogan protesters at an event in Turkey would be locked up and tortured for chanting lock him up. And now CNN host Christiane Amanpour wants to see something similar in the United States. Absolutely chilling, chilling, disturbing rhetoric. Now we have this story up on Infowars.com. Poll, more Americans think Hillary colluded with foreign operatives than Trump, much to the chagrin of Christiane Amanpour, no doubt. Following the failure of the Mueller investigation to find any evidence that Trump or members of his campaign colluded with Russia, a new Rasmussen poll finds that more Americans now think Hillary Clinton colluded with foreign operatives than Trump. And of course, many of them say that because they claim that the notorious Steele dossier itself was an example of foreign collusion. I mean, one, it was completely bogus, but two, it was obtained via the help of Russian officials. So if there's any Russian collusion, there it is. Of course, then you have the Uranium One controversy, where the Clinton Foundation got kickbacks for basically selling out the United States' control over uranium to Russia. So you have that as an actual example of foreign collusion. And now a Rasmussen poll finds that 47% of likely U.S. voters think Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign is more likely than President Trump's to have illegally colluded with foreign operatives. 45% still suspect the Trump campaign. So more Americans suspect Hillary of colluding with Russians than Trump. Also, a different poll by Rasmussen has found that Trump, as of yesterday, had a 51% approval rating. That compares to just 45% for Barack Obama at the same point in his presidency. So despite the 95% negative media coverage, President Donald Trump is 6 points ahead of where Barack Obama was at the same point for him back in 2011. We'll be back with more news. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, despite the almost complete collapse of the Russian collusion conspiracy, which was this generation's WMD, Rachel Maddow is still over on MSNBC, even as her ratings sink day by day. Talking about Russian collusion like it isn't a giant wild conspiracy theory. Headline up on BizPak Review, Rachel Maddow corrected in real time by MSNBC's own Chiron as she pushes Mueller conspiracy. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow continued to push her blatant conspiracy claims about Robert Mueller's report, even while her own network fact-checked her on the air. Maddow fanned the flames of fake news Monday, She raised the alarm over her suspicions that Attorney General William Barr is secretly redacting the special counsel's report before its public release. Meanwhile, in the MSNBC production room, the network's last truth teller, is that really what she calls herself, was apparently oblivious to the on-air rant and offered an on-screen chyron that completely contradicted the show's host, of course, pointing out that Mueller is working with Barr to select what gets redacted in the report. So it's not Barr who gets the choice on his own. He's working with the special counsel to make those decisions. Aaron Marte responded to this on Twitter, and it wasn't an April Fool's Day joke, quite surprisingly. He said, tip for Maddow, if you're going to keep misleading your audience, make sure your producers aren't correcting you in real time. Here, the Chyron accurately states Friday's news, Mueller is assisting Barr with redactions. Meanwhile, Maddow is falsely claiming the exact opposite. Somebody else said on Twitter, the Chyron writer must be the last truth teller at MSNBC, probably being transferred to sales. So even as her own colleagues on air, her own editors correct her, she still continues to spout this fake Russian collusion conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, and this is up on summit.news, if you go over to the left-hand side, it's there on trending number 4. Now, this is a computer-generated video. People are on Twitter saying, this is fake, this is not real. Yeah, no, it's not real, it's computer-generated. What was interesting was the reaction to it. The headline is this: terrifying Amazon drone delivery blimp looks like alien invasion. Somebody did a computer-generated mock-up, and it was very professionally done, by the way, of what Amazon's drone delivery service would look like. According to Twitter users who responded to this video, it was, quote, terrifying and looked like an alien invasion. If you go to that article, the video is there. You can scroll down and play the video. This is a computer-generated simulation. The little drones come out of the Amazon blimp and fly off to the little individual houses to make their deliveries. But this is not science fiction. Amazon has already patented a floating distribution warehouse exactly as depicted in the clip. And this was reported on by Silicon Republic. Amazon patents floating warehouses to cater for drone delivery. And they write that airships may have gone out of fashion with the rapid growth of fixed-wing aircraft, but it seems the blimp could soon return for an entirely different purpose. According to the Mercury News, Amazon has patented product distribution warehouses that could be flown in the sky while being attached to a series of blimps. So as far back as 2017, in fact, probably before that, they had already patented this exact technology that you see there in the clip, which is now causing people to absolutely freak out and panic as to the potential other uses of such technology. Now let's talk about what's happening in San Francisco. In fact, there was a big video, I think it was put out by a news station called KOMX or something like that in Seattle. And they entitled this one-hour investigation, Seattle is Dying. Quite the headline, but it was put out by a mainstream affiliate news organization. It's going viral on YouTube. But they have the same problems, obviously, as San Francisco. San Francisco has more drug addicts than kids in high school at this point, because the government is handing out 5.8 million needles a year. Those needles litter the streets. The feces litters the streets. The homeless people are just in tent cities all over the place at this point. San Francisco is dying. Seattle is dying, according to that news station's one-hour investigation. And now we have this headline up on Infowars.com. Wealthy San Francisco liberals fight homeless shelter being built near their mansions. A wealthy liberal neighborhood in San Francisco, whose residents cast the most votes for Hillary Clinton in 2016, is fighting against a proposal to build a new homeless shelter near their gated mansions. And in fact, obviously you knew that this would be wealthy liberals. It's in San Francisco. But one of the areas directly targeted for this GoFundMe, which has raised $80,000 as of yesterday, has probably reached its $100,000 target by now, to fight against the construction of a new homeless shelter near their gated mansions. One of the areas directly targeted for this GoFundMe campaign is Mission Bay. Now, I looked up the voting record of Mission Bay, San Francisco, and it was the most pro-Hillary neighborhood in the entire city of San Francisco. They voted 1,680 votes for Clinton Kane out of 1,893 ballots cast. So it's basically over 95% of people in this area voted for Hillary Clinton, and they're the same kind of people who will get up on Twitter all day and virtue signal about how much they care for the homeless, how much they care for minorities, how much they care for the poor. When it actually comes down to advocating for those interests and actually backing it up and living that lifestyle by accepting the fact that you will have homeless shelters nearby if you move into those areas and make the rent skyrocket, make the house prices skyrocket. No, when it comes down to it, they will actively campaign against homeless shelters. The resident who started the GoFundMe is from South Beach, another area that heavily voted for Hillary Clinton. And the GoFundMe page stated concerns over public safety, drug use, and other problems that a large shelter may bring to the community, adding that a third of homeless are drug users and some are sex offenders. So again, they're all for the poor, they're all for the homeless, as long as they keep them well away from where they live. This is the same with mass migration. In every single European country, you look at where the most vehemently pro-mass migration politicians live, and it's always in the whitest areas with the least migrants. Same goes for here in London, where you get celebrities, people like Gary Lineker, who preach on Twitter all day about how much they care for refugees and migrants. And they live in the whitest areas of London possible. And given how diverse London is right now, there aren't that many of those areas left, but yet they still choose to live in them while virtue signaling on Twitter about how evil and racist people are for wanting controlled, reasonable, sensible immigration policies. As ever with these hypocrites, it's do as I say, not as I do. So now there's this huge campaign in San Francisco to stop this homeless shelter from being built, citing worries about crime and sanitation. And in fact, it's just a stone's throw from Google's San Francisco offices and Gap's headquarters. But when it comes down to it, these wealthy liberals, when they put their money where their mouth is, it's against the homeless. And in fact, there were two CEOs of two big corporations, both massive liberals, of course, who donated tens of thousands of dollars to this. And you have a situation in San Francisco where it's basically, you know, a progressive utopia where they hand out 5.8 million needles a year, despite the fact they've got a massive drug addict homeless population. It's exacerbating it. It's making it worse. Many of them live on the streets. It now stands at 24,500. That is the homeless population, the junkie population, I correct myself, the junkie population of San Francisco, 24,500, an increase of 2,000 drug users since 2012, and 8,500 more people than the city's 16,000 high school students. So they got 8,500 more junkies and people than kids actually going to high school. We'll continue in that vein after the break. In terms of poorer conservatives being more generous than hypocritical wealthy liberals who will virtue signal about it all day on Twitter, when it comes down to their own lives, they want nothing to do with it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, before we go back to a few final news stories, again, I want to direct your attention to the massive Ending Soon, Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech Censorship special, which is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is your chance to stock up on all these fantastic five-star reviewed products. With 60% off a lot of these products, which are now in limited supply because a lot of people have taken advantage of this. We've got 60% off BrainForce Plus, 60% off DNA Force Plus, 55% off Survival Shield X2. Those are just some of the discounts available with double Patriot points and free shipping site-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go there right now. Stock up today. Take advantage of this Save the First Amendment special, which has to end soon at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, finishing up from what I was talking about in the last segment, you have a group of people in San Francisco in wealthy liberal areas who are campaigning against the construction of a new homeless shelter near their gated mansions because, again, it's do as I say, not do as I do. They will get up on Twitter and virtue signal all day about how much they love the poor, minorities, homeless, how much they want to help drug addicts. When it comes down to it, they want to keep them as far away from them as possible. And on that point, we have this article, which I bring up time and time again. when anything like this is in the news. Of course, we had a video out of Sweden a couple of weeks ago, one of the most pro-refugee countries in the world, where they go up to Swedes on the streets of Stockholm, stick a microphone in their face and say, do you support personally housing refugees and migrants? Not just bringing them into the country, but personally housing them. Every single one of the respondents on the street said, yes, I support personally housing refugees and migrants. So then they bring in a, quote, refugee into the picture, and they say, this guy needs a room for tonight. Can he go home with you? And suddenly they change their minds. And again, this brings me back to this article, which was out of RT a couple of years back now, but it's more pertinent than ever. Poorer conservatives more generous than wealthy liberals, according to a study. Less well-off families from red states donate relatively higher and growing proportion of their money to charity, while those at the top have been given a smaller share as their income has increased, a new extensive study has revealed. The study noted that while the amount of charitable giving by the US as a nation has remained steady at around 3%, the poorer people are, the greater amount they spend on charity. And when they broke that down into red and blue states, they found that poorer conservatives were more likely to give than wealthier liberals. So again, when it comes down to it, in general, conservatives are not retweeting charities and that's their good deed for the day. They're actually giving their money to charities because, again, you have this idea that conservatives are mean and nasty and they hate the poor, they hate the needy. When it comes down to it, they actually help the poor and needy more than wealthy liberals do, even though they have less money. And again, that is coming to fruition with the situation in San Francisco, where the liberal groups, including in the area, which voted the most for Hillary Clinton out of the entire country, or at least the entire city of San Francisco, is fighting against this homeless shelter being built near their gated mansions. Do as I say, not as I do. Moving on, though, Tommy Robinson, who has been completely deplatformed over the past couple of months from Instagram, from Facebook, of course, last year he was deplatformed from Twitter. No, that's not enough. Now he's basically been blacked out on YouTube. His channel is still on YouTube, but they've done the age-old tactic of putting everything he does behind this blockade wall where you have to be signed into a YouTube account to see it, where there are no likes, there are no comments, there are no view counts, basically strangling anyone getting through to his channel to an even greater degree. Tommy Blackout, British MPs force YouTube to ban Tommy Robinson from streaming live. Of course, his live streams are probably the most popular thing he does on that channel. And of course, this was after Tom Watson, the number two of the Labour Party, who, given Jeremy Corbyn's record, is basically stands a pretty good chance of being the next Prime Minister, the next leader of Britain, sending a letter to YouTube and these other companies which did deplatform Tommy Robinson, demanding that he be deplatformed from YouTube, and to a large extent that has happened. British MPs have forced YouTube to restrict right-wing activist Tommy Robinson from live streaming to his more than 300,000 followers on the video sharing site. YouTube has placed several restrictions on Robinson's YouTube account that will greatly reduce his ability to reach a wide audience. Now, if you search Tommy Robinson on YouTube, just as they did with Alex Jones, and I think they initially backtracked that, but later on they put it back in place, all you will get now is hit pieces about Tommy Robinson. If that's not already in place, that's going to be in place over the next few days. And there you see it right there. BBC Newsnight, The Guardian, left-wing publications. There's one Fox News, which is the only slightly sympathetic one, you would think. Channel 4 News, another left-wing outlet. Again, it's all negative when you Google Tommy Robinson. So it's about deplatforming people. It's about withdrawing the ability of those people to defend themselves. And if they think that all of Tommy Robinson's supporters, thousands of whom were out in force in Whitehall, central London, near Parliament, just this last Friday, do they really think those people are just going to go away and not be frustrated? In fact, many people have made the point, if you deplatform less extreme people, their supporters only end up becoming more extreme. So it has the very opposite effect of what these people think will happen by deplatforming. And now basically YouTube have hidden Tommy Robinson. They've taken the coward's way out. Instead of completely deplatforming him, they've just hidden all his content behind this wall. You have to sign in. You can't search his name. When you search his name, it's just hit piece after hit piece. Basically exactly what they did to Alex Jones, they've now done to Tommy Robinson. Meanwhile, in France, former French president warns Macron's battle with yellow vests will end badly. This is former French president Nicolas Sarkozy, who's warned that the current fight between President Emmanuel Macron and the Gilets Jaunes yellow vest movement will end badly. You've seen the footage. We had more footage yesterday. The yellow vest protests continue to happen in Paris. All these are the major French cities, weekend after weekend. The media's barely reporting on it anymore, and the police brutality seems to be getting worse and worse. We had videos yesterday of somebody washing their face in a public fountain. The riot police turn up and basically just drag him to the floor. All he's doing is washing his face. There's another video, a guy merely wearing a yellow vest. Doesn't even look like he's protesting. He's just walking down an alleyway. The police run up, crack him round the head with a baton. He begins bleeding profusely. This is still happening in France weekend after weekend, and yet the media coverage of it has decreased to an alarming degree. They think that just by ignoring it, it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. Those people are going to be out on the streets weekend after weekend. Meanwhile, on the streets of London, we had another quadruple stabbing over the weekend, and in fact someone else was stabbed today in one area of London. They're saying this is probably the same person. It's mental health issues. We have five more people stabbed in the same area of London. Now Breitbart reports PM's U-turns on stop and search follows bloody weekend in London. There you see the reports of the recent stabbings in Edmonton. So basically the Prime Minister Theresa May, along with Sadiq Khan, or it was Theresa May initially, withdrew the stop and search powers of the police because they said it was racist because it indiscriminately targeted black people. Now, if you look at the actual statistics of who's behind this knife crime, and it's contained in this report, statistics reported in the Evening Standard, which is the mainstream leftist newspaper in London, show that 73% of offenders and 53% of victims of knife crime were of a black or minority ethnic background. So you have 73% of the perpetrators of this knife crime, and I think the stats would be similar for acid attacks, being of a black or minority ethnic background, yet the police, before now, did not have the powers or were convinced against using those powers against black and minority ethnic background individuals because it was racist. That was what the left presented it as. That's why those powers got rolled back in the first place. Then you had stabbings surge across London. People talk about London all the time. It's actually worse in other areas of the UK. You've had areas of the UK, like Kent, for example, where stabbings have shot up by almost 200% in 1 year alone. So when people talk about London being the new crime capital, worse than New York, it's actually even worse in other areas of the UK. And now finally, they're getting those stop and search powers back into place, where the police have the ability to use Section 60 orders to target the likely perpetrators of knife crime, who in 73% of cases, in London at least, were of black or minority ethnic background. Before, they weren't allowed to do so because the left screamed all day that it was racist. Again, political correctness harms. That's going to do it for the Alex Jones Show. Fourth hour coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264. The Globe.